It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, The Power of One. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is The Cathedrals with Remind Me of Calvary, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Is filled with pain, and I'm tempted to complain. Remind me of Calvary. When my hope is all but gone, and I've song, remind me of Calvary. Remind me of Calvary. When they turn their back on me, teach me, Lord, to trust in Thee. Remind me of Calvary. Remind me. Teach me, Lord, to trust in you.
Remind me of Calvary.
Lord, remind
me of Calvary.
The Gospel of John, chapter 1, says that he was the Word. He was with God from the beginning. He is and was God. And Jesus is that Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. And John said, and we beheld his glory like no other. So, that means then that the Spirit of God is only in those who will confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh as God. It's not enough to say, oh, I believe in Jesus, but he wasn't God. I mean, the Muslims will admit that. They believe in Jesus. They believe he's even coming again. They teach that Jesus is coming again. But then they say, Jesus is not the Son of God. In fact, at that incredible place, the dome, the Mosque of Omar on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Read in Arabic the letters. When you walk in and there's a plaque, is my understanding there, when everyone walks into that place to see that rock where they believe that, you know, Muhammad ascended to heaven there at that spot. And there is a plaque that says, God had no son. Muhammad was his prophet, but he had no son. And Jesus was a lesser prophet or teacher. A Muslim. He says, you know, we Muslims really are Christians too. First, we believe in Jesus, and then we become of Islam. No, 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 no. You don't believe in Jesus and then become a Muslim. No, he can go the other way, but he can't go that way. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is one, and there's only one way, one truth, one life. That's Jesus Christ. Yes, God had a son. And he was Emmanuel. God with us. God came in the flesh as God. You don't believe that, then you're of the spirit of Antichrist. That's why every Muslim is of the spirit of Antichrist. Now, some Muslims listen to this program. I know they do. And I want you to understand that. I pray that you'll go to 1 John and you'll understand. If you do not believe that Jesus came in the flesh as God, you will die in your sins because you are of that spirit of Antichrist. Verse 15 says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Wow. Isn't that something? All right. Now let's go a little further here. Did you know there's only one doctrine? A lot of people say, now wait, Tex, I've gone to Lutheran churches, Presbyterian, Methodist. They all have their doctrine. Oh, I know that. I've had so many of these different denominations try to get me into their denomination. I've had denominations say, we'll ordain you if you'll just come into our organization, our denomination. But I already believe in a different doctrine than you do. They say, well, what doctrine do you believe in? Well, I believe in the doctrine of Christ. Oh, listen to this. Verse 9 of 2 John says, whosoever transgresseth, and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If you, my friends, do not abide, that is live, abide means to live, to reside in, That's your domicile. If you live, that means it permeates your life. If you do not abide in the doctrine of Christ, you do not have God. And you're a transgressor. Well, I'm a nice person. I help out the poor. I send money to the American Cancer Society. I'm a Boy Scout teacher. I'm a Girl Scout mother. I don't care what you are. You're a fine humanitarian. But don't say you're of God. You're a transgressor. You abide not in the doctrine of Christ, and you don't have God. And let me tell you one other thing. If you don't have the doctrine of Christ, you don't have the doctrine of God. Because if you have the doctrine of Christ, you have both the Father and the Son. A lot of people come into your home and they say, you know, doctrine is totally unimportant. Just believe in Jesus. I have some advice for you. When those people come to your home, or when they come onto your TV screen, which is coming into your home. Because 2 John verse 10 says something very important. It says, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. You have a Jehovah's Witness, you have a Mormon friend, and they come over and you think you can pray with them, or a Muslim. Oh, let's all pray together. Oh, we're all pro-life, so let's all march together and hold hands and pray together. Let's all go to this interfaith service. Let's all listen today. We're having Billy Graham and some Jewish rabbi and George W. Bush, our president. They're going to be at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. They're going to pray because we had the inaugural, and it's wonderful all these religions get together. Unity in diversity. Baloney. Second John says, don't even let that trash come into your home, and don't bid them Godspeed. Don't even say God bless you. You know, I have quit saying God bless America. They don't want even the Ten Commandments on our courthouse lawns. How could God bless America? They don't recognize the name of Jesus Christ in Washington, D.C. I'm not going to say God bless America. I don't wish this country Godspeed. I wish this country would repent. These tolerant pastors, you invite them into your home, and you say, I know you're a Christian, I just don't believe like you do. You know what you've just done? Let me interpret that for you. What you've said is, I know you're a devil, and I'm a devil just like you. Did you get what I said? If you get one of these moderates into your home, and he says, I love everybody, and I wouldn't want to offend our Buddhist brethren. I wouldn't. And you say, oh, yes, I believe that too. We're such loving people, aren't we? And then you pray with that pastor in your home. Why don't you just say, devil, come in and be with us? Because that's who's with you. You know, Jesus said, where two or more gathered in my name, there shall I be, or there will I be in the midst thereof. I wonder sometime if the devil wouldn't like to counterfeit God. If two came in the name of anybody other than Jesus, if they come together, I'll be there, says the devil. One Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's only one, and he's the one and only Son of God. And did you know that there's only one Bible? One Bible. Most people don't understand that. They say it doesn't matter what Bible version I have, but they're different. If they're different, how can they be the same? I know a good man, a pastor, who loves the King James Bible. He wrote a book. And I forget exactly the title of it, but it was along the lines of, things that are different are not the same. Things that are different are not the same. Well, now, Tex, I have this particular version, and I know I don't have the last chapter of Mark in my Bible, but it doesn't matter. I have most of what you have, really. Well, let's just take our knife out. Let's cut Jesus' head off. You don't like his foot, you cut his foot off. You don't like his arm, well, you can cut that off. Pretty soon, you know, you just don't have any Jesus left. The NIV, for example, takes out most of the words of the Lord's Prayer. And one chapter in the New Testament. So what is the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven,
Well, the NIV version just says, Father. Not our Father. And where's he at? He could be in hell. Because they don't tell you. They've taken out the words, which art in heaven. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. That's missing. I bet the devil loves that. And how about this line? Do you think there could be such a thing as the Lord's Prayer without this incredible phrase, which is packed with such meaning that it will transform lives and it will crush the spirit of the devil? And it reads this way, deliver us from evil. Would you believe in a Bible that took the Lord's Prayer and said, whack, let's whack that out. Let's take an axe, a hatchet. Let's take that line out. They do in the NIV. Just tell me, it doesn't matter what Bible you use. I'll tell you, that's the devil speaking. There's only one Bible. Because the Bible wasn't written by men, it was written as holy men of God were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's what Peter says. Did he lie? I don't think so. I know so. Now the Jews have not only the Bible, they have their Talmud and their Kabbalah and their Zohar. But I want to emphasize what I said again. There is only one holy word. There is only one Bible. All right? By the way, there's one name above all others. One name above all others. If you want to write to me and give me all this stuff about, you know, Yahweh and all that, you're just wasting your time, pal. I believe in that King James Bible. There's only one Bible. And it tells you something in the Philippians that is so incredibly powerful. In fact, it goes along with God's doctrine, which is the power of one, by the way. And if you don't have that doctrine, then you're of the Antichrist. Did you hear what I just said? If you don't believe in the power of one that we've been talking about, you're of the Antichrist. Here's the name above all others. It's in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Now you Yahweh nuts and all the others out there that come up with all kinds of unique names. I've gone to churches and they can't bear to mention the name of Jesus. And they'll talk about, oh, let's pray to Jehovah Jireh. Let's pray to Jehovah who and who. And I, you know, somebody gave me a poster one time. It was called 97 Names of God. They said, I thought you'd like to have that. And I looked at it and I said, I don't want that thing. And they said, why? I said, I already know the one name. The one name. I know all this is true. You know, God is our healer. God is our source. God, in all of those, they all have Hebrew names to them. And all these people are trying to show how wise they are because they know some Hebrew stuff. Man, I'm so much more spiritually superior than you. And I've studied the name of God, and it's YWH. It's all, oh, come on. Let me give you the verse. Wherefore, it says here in Philippians, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Don't give me any other name. Don't give me Muhammad, Kali, Krishna, Zoroaster. Because I'm going to tell you about the next power of one. And it is that there is one physical death. One physical death. I want to tell you how many times you're going to die physically. One. And what happens afterwards? You're going to be judged. You're going to be judged. Say, I don't believe that. Well, here it is, Hebrews 9, verse 27. It says very clearly, it is appointed for every person, every man, every woman is appointed for a man once to die. Afterward, the judgment. Afterward, the judgment. How much more simple. It is appointed. God has appointed it. You cannot escape it. It's your destiny. Hey, you can be a big baseball slugger. You can be a baseball star. You can pay some laboratory to put your body in ice. But I'm telling you, it's just a hunk of whatever. It's going to rot. I don't care. It's going to be burnt, molten. I promise you, the ice will not last. I don't care if the electric power continues to flow. This entire earth is going to be nothing but a molten mass of liquid. Read Peter and you can find that out. And you're going to die. And you're going to be judged. You cannot escape judgment. All these people that says don't be judgmental. Well, you're going to be judged, fella. Lady, you're going to be judged. I don't think we should judge others. Well, you're going to be judged. You cannot escape judgment. You better get used to it right now. By the way, there's one seed. One seed. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He that is God saith not, and the seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. A lot of people say, who do you believe are Abraham's seed? I say, Jesus. Jesus. It's the Jews. It says here, it's not many. The seed is one. That's what the Bible says. Galatians 3, verse 16. Well, that's a shocker to a lot of Judaizers out there. And all who believe in Jesus Christ are of that one seed. You see, there's one seed, but we are all one in Christ Jesus through faith in Him alone. God broke down the partition. He created a new country, the Commonwealth of Israel. There's no Gentile. There's no Jew. There's nobody that's male or female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3, verse 28. Oh, the Judaizers want to build up a separation theology. There's the Jews here in their covenant. There's the Gentiles here in their covenant. And they are the seed and we're not. They're chosen and we're not. Oh, wait. There's only one chosen. There's only one chosen. Because there's only one body of Christ. And how do you become a member of this body? You believe in that name above all names, the name of Jesus. We've been looking at the power of one. It's the power to change your life, the lives of your loved ones. And if you believe in that power, you'll live forever.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.